This is Robin Heppel for Price Shopper Secrets 2.0, and welcome to this video training, which is titled Online Shopper Magnet Videos. In this training, I'm going to show you why videos are such a great thing to use. First of all, because they're easy to do, they're fast to get up online, and you get fast results. And also, too, walk you through all the steps of how to do it. So why is it important to use online video to target online shoppers? Well, it's important because, first of all, the huge consumption of online video. Search engines love online video, and the video gets ranked really fast. The other great thing about videos is, as Mike stresses, you want to build rapport, and so you can build rapport with the viewer. And it doesn't have to be a talking head video where you're live on camera. It can be a screen capture video, just like what you're watching right now, where although you're not seeing me, you're hearing my voice, you're hearing how I enunciate words, you're hearing my cadence, and hopefully over a period of time, you get more comfortable with me presenting information. And the same would be true for a visitor to your website or looking on YouTube for information about funeral costs or cremation costs in your area. And the other great thing is that you can use videos to educate families why they should choose your funeral home over another funeral home without really saying anything bad about your competitors, but you'll have an opportunity, sometimes much more of an opportunity than you do on the phone, to toot your own horn, differentiate yourself from your competitors. You can talk for 3 or 5 or 10 or even 15 minutes. And if they're really interested about finding information, they're going to watch that entire video. And you probably don't get too many phone calls that you're on the phone for over 10 minutes, just a complete almost monologue of you going through all the things you need to do. But you can do that online, and we're going to talk about how to do that. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to record and create your videos that address both funeral and cremation costs. Then you upload the videos to various video sharing websites like YouTube, Dailymotion, Rever, and others. And then you strategically place your videos on your website. Now, I don't want you to take my word for it, but online video is continuing to just dominate online, and it's growing and growing and growing. Here's a little shot from compete.com, and it's showing the YouTube site. And there's a few things that are going on here. First of all, there's 148 million unique visitors per month. Overall, they're ranked number 4 for overall websites for traffic. And here's down here in the bottom, YouTube at 148 million, and their number 2 is only 9 million. Look at the difference in size between that and that here. So YouTube is the 800-pound gorilla, partly because Google owns them, and they're really ramping things up. They're saying that you haven't seen anything yet. Now, if we just kind of take a look at what's happened over the last 5 years here, they would always give us these stats. And so there was, in 2007, 8 hours of video uploaded per minute, then 13 hours of video. And then in 2009, it became for every minute, there was 24 hours worth of video uploaded. Then 35 hours in 2010, and now we're at 48 hours for 2011, and the predictions now for 2012 are that they're pushing 60 hours for every minute, which equals 1 hour of video every second. And when we look at this bottom stat, 3 billion views per day, so that, you know, 150 million people are going there very often, and they're going to multiple pages. One thing that I forgot to mention was that not only are they the fourth busiest website, but they are the number two search engine. So next to Google, there are more searches done in YouTube than there is in Bing or Yahoo. Another interesting fact that I just heard is that Cisco, who is the, they build a lot of the hardware that serves the internet, like routers and things like that, they're scrambling to re-engineer their routers to deal with what they call the video onslaught. And they're predicting that by 2015, at least 90% of all internet traffic will be video. That's just huge. So what I always try to teach you from one of my favorites here is we want to be prepared for this. So as Wayne Gretzky says, you don't want to go where the puck is. You want to go where the puck is going to be. And since online video is where it's going to be, you're going to be able to get a head start on your competitors of getting there first. And then also by the time they kind of catch up, you're going to be veterans at it, and you'll be able to do, you'll continue to have that advantage on them. So we're going to where the puck is going to be, and we're going to apply online video for price shoppers. And how we're going to do that is just with a very simple formula. We're going to inform them, we're going to build rapport, and we're going to ask for an action, and that is going to equal more online shoppers for your funeral home. Because at some point, that family is going to have to make a decision. And the more information that they give you, it's going to be very easy for them to make the right decision to choose your funeral home. Otherwise, they'll be making the wrong decision and going with your competitor. So I have a little confession to make. And it was basically how my desire, my ego, helped me figure out online video for funeral service. Now, it might be bragging, but I don't think that there's anyone that understands online video in funeral service the way that I do. And what I've learned about it, experimented with it, done case studies, and continually taught myself how this applies to the funeral profession. And it all started when I needed to make sure that I could rank higher than another funeral consultant, where we were both presenting at an event. And although my website ranked pretty high, I knew that I could get my video to rank higher than their website. And I was able to do it with this video that I shot, just a talking head video, 1 minute, 8 seconds long, about funeral business management consulting. And this was just the first of many case studies that I have done. So here's my mentor, Mike Koenigs. He created a product called the Internet Infomercial Toolkit, and he also created Traffic Geyser, which allows you to upload a video, and then it gets distributed to multiple video sharing websites. So I've been a big user of Traffic Geyser and the Infomercial Toolkit, which I'm going to pick some parts and funeralize them a bit and pass them on to you, and then other things that I've learned as well. But let me first share just a few more of the case studies that I've done that are more applicable to you. So the first one was one that I did for funeral planning in Victoria, BC. Now, I've worked with McCall's for quite some time, as you probably know, and this is going back almost 4 years now. And they were ranking fairly well for funeral planning in Victoria, BC. Their website was number one and number two. And then I created a video and uploaded it. And within 1 week, they were still number one, number two. They're also number three, number seven, number nine, and number 10. And then after that, you can see that it slowly increased as the month went on, to the point where for Google, they're 1 through 4, 7, 9, and 10. Yahoo, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 9. And for Live Search, which is now Bing, they were 1 through 8, except for number 6. Now, over time, those kind of shuffle away, but it just shows the power of online video. You could not do that with a website. And the reason why is you're probably only going to get one or two pages of your website taking up those spots in the top 10. But when you use video, you can use other video sharing websites. So you can go after the same key phrase from these different video websites such as YouTube and Dailymotion and Rever. And what that's going to allow you to do is Google is going to see that these are different websites. And so if there's similar content or similar keywords in those descriptions and they're getting viewed and people are going to look at them, they're going to rank and you're going to clog up that top 10. And you've heard me say it before, the only thing better about being number one in Google is being number one through 10. So then another case study that I did using the McCall's website, I created three videos, and all that I did was read the text that was on the pre-planning page. So I set up a camera, printed out the page, and I made these videos. And what we found was before we put the videos up, the average length of time on that page was 2 minutes and 48 seconds. After the videos were uploaded, people were on that same page for 5 minutes and 1 second. So that is great engagement. They're staying on the page longer. They're hearing my voice. They're seeing me. And building that rapport, as Mike says, is so important. Another case study that I did, which resulted in something that you would want, which is an actual call, I did this with Francine Ross Roden from the Bronx. And I met Francine at the New York State Convention in August of 2008. So I interviewed her for the Funeral Gurus. And there's a lot of competition there in the Bronx for Bronx funeral homes. So I put her video on Funeral Gurus. I added it to YouTube and uploaded it. And the way I named it here, going after Bronx funeral homes and then just Ross Roden funeral home. Well, I'm not really sure when I went and looked back a couple weeks later, and it was number one. Like, that's pretty competitive. That video was number one, and not only is it number one, but it's got the thumbnail, which catches people's eyes. So even if a thumbnail is in the fourth position, it's sometimes better to have that with a thumbnail in number four than just a line listing in number one. But nothing gets better than this. So that's great. I proved my point, stroke my ego. I got this ranked number one. Well, so I did this and I emailed this shot to Francine, and she phoned me and she says, "Well, Rob, I've got to tell you something. I got a phone call from a lady last week, and she's from Florida, and she searched Bronx funeral homes and she found my video that you did for me. She says, after that video, I just felt that I knew you, and my sister's dying. She lives in the Bronx, and I'm not going to be there. But when she dies, I want you to look after her. And I feel that I already know you after seeing you in this video." I said, "Okay, Francine, well, just let me know how that works out." And it was a couple weeks later that the lady died. The sister came up from Florida, saw Francine. It was like she already knew her because of the video, and gave her a big hug and said, "Just thank you so much. After I saw you in that video, I just knew that I could trust you with my sister." So again, here's a real example of this working. Now here's another one, and I'm always trying to prove my theories. So I don't pick small little markets to prove them. I want to prove them in as big a market as possible. So I tackled New York there with the Bronx. I thought, well, I bet you Chicago is probably the next toughest one to do. So I was working with Mike Gill from Brady Gill Funeral Home, and we created a couple of videos for him and uploaded them. And so for Chicago funeral prices, at the time, he had numbers 1 through 4. Here's his one video here. Here's the listing for another video here. Here's another video here. And then this video here. So he really dominated this market. And if you see, there are 21 million results for Chicago funeral prices. And he, at that time, had the top 4. If you search this now, this one video is still number 1. And we haven't done anything with it for years. Here, this is back in September of 2008, 3.5 years ago. A little bit of effort, and that's still there. Now, this was even before I figured out that it would be better to use the term costs than prices. But what I would suggest to Mike is that he would use funeral costs instead of funeral prices, just to try to get in front of even more people. Not taking this video down, but just either changing the title here in this video. So you can, without going in and doing anything with the video itself, you can change the title or the description. And then more recently, you might remember when we were launching the Price Shopper Secrets 2.0, I did a case study with Heath and Vaughn. Now, they're in a smaller market, but the reason why I did that was they responded the quickest to, I sent out an invitation, would someone like me to create a video for them, and record it and upload it. And so they were the fastest to do that. So we took that, and if you don't remember the case study, I'll leave a link to it below, so you'll be able to watch the little, I think it's 5 minutes or so, of just how quickly they were able to rank. And it was basically within minutes, 16 minutes, they had, YouTube had found the video and was displaying it in the top 10. And by the end of the day, they had a solid position, and it stayed there for quite some time. And now one of these videos is still number 1 when you search Champaign, Illinois cremation cause. So the reason why we use online video, the result that we want is to build massive online presence. And video makes it very easy for us to do that. And just think, if you had 20 videos, different videos on not just funeral costs and cremation costs, but other things as well. And all of these videos pointing back to your website where there's a call to action. And you need to think of it as that every time you have another video or maybe a blog article or something else, any other piece of online content, you're just getting an extra ticket to the lottery for those keywords. So the more videos you have up there, the better chances you are going to win people, because you just have a bigger presence. Then people are just going to assume that you're the best, because online you have this massive presence. Again, for myself, I wouldn't be as well known within the funeral industry if it wasn't for online video. You know, for myself, just starting out, and it was just me, and I just used online video, and I was able to build my reputation within the funeral industry. And you can do the same within your community as the funeral expert. And we could go into a lot more detail about all the different videos, but I wanted to kind of show you in the big picture that if you continue to do this, you could just amass a huge presence and really own that virtual real estate online. So when we're using online video to target shoppers, here are some points that you need to remember. Your first video doesn't have to be perfect. It's better to get it out there and then update it than waiting until you hire a big camera crew and come in and go to a great big expense. It's better to create a screenshot video, upload that, then maybe later create that talking head video and, you know, upload that. And I wouldn't take down that original video, because, again, that's just another ticket in the lottery. You want to make sure that you properly title your video and use keywords in your title and in your description. This is the main way that Google and the other search engines can categorize your videos. So with the title and with your description. And we'll go into that in a lot more detail. And then also too, you can actually point shoppers towards your videos and they'll watch them, and they're going to watch them more than once, and they might even share them with other members of the family. So if we're just thinking of having that chance of being on the phone with them, and then that's it, and maybe it's the son or the son-in-law phoning around, getting all the information and reporting back to the family, well, you know, he's not going to be able to convey everything that you said. But if you're able to provide videos, he can say, well, hey, just watch this video. And then eight people could be watching the video or series of videos. So you're going to want to be able to point them in that direction. And in certain circumstances, I'll let you know how to do that. It's a little stealth, but that's why you're in this program. And we're not, you know, I don't share that type of stuff with the general public. That's why I'm excited to share it here with you. So your next step is the online video creation blueprint, which consists of keyword research, script creation, recording, editing, uploading, title creation, description creation, tagging, and promotion. And I can't stress this enough. You need to know your keyword research. I'd recommend going to that bonus video that I did about keyword research and looking at that, really understanding what the buying words are and how they're used. This is how I discovered the difference between funeral costs and funeral prices. We all think of prices in the industry, so there was actually twice as many results for funeral prices as there were for funeral costs. But there was twice as many searches for funeral costs at the time as there is or was for funeral prices. So that was a fourfold opportunity there. And that's why, from that point forward, I've always focused on funeral costs instead of funeral prices, because there was half the competition for the terms funeral costs. So it was easier to rank those videos and those pages, but more people that's what they were searching for. So we need to think like the consumer. So make sure you go back and watch that video on keyword research. So here's my funeral shopper video formula. First of all, you need to plan and script out 5 videos. And these are, the titles might change back and forth by having the city at the beginning or at the end, but just for uniform sake, I've just got them up here. So your city and funeral cost, your city and cremation costs. And those are the first two main ones. So get those done first, because we're, first of all, going after price shoppers. So those people are going to be looking for things like funeral costs. And the great thing is, if people are just looking for funeral homes, they're probably going to come to your website first, unless we start to target those terms. So sometimes you don't want to get your pricing video mixed in with people who are just generally searching, because they're not looking for that. So that's why we're starting out with specific ones for funeral costs and cremation costs. And then, if you're getting the hang of creating videos, I'd suggest to make one that is for funeral homes, so your city and funeral homes, or funeral homes in your city and state and province. And then also, too, just again, this was an observation through keyword research. I would have never figured this out, because we don't think this way, but a lot of people search for funeral and cremation together. Because they kind of know that they're looking for a funeral home, but they also want cremation. So you could target that, and you actually kind of know what those people are. They're looking for information. So if they're searching that and your video is popping up, you can almost have that conversation with them. Like I've probably said before, a quote from Robert Collier is, you want to enter the conversation already going on in the consumer's mind. So especially when they use these terms like this, we want to capitalize on that. And then also too, they use the term cremation services as well. So, but again, check out the keyword research video. And at first, and I'm going to put a challenge out there that I want you to at least do the first two videos before the course is over. I want to make sure that you've created those and uploaded them. And if you do that, I will help promote those videos as well. So next is recording the videos, and you can either create a screen capture video like what you're looking at right now, where we're either capturing the screen of doing a tour of a website or of PowerPoint slides, which you're looking at right now, or a talking head video. And some people may want to do that, but again, just to get started, I would really suggest doing the screen capture one. It's going to get you the quickest results. The other thing is that from the tests that I've heard about is that when you just see the words on the screen, you're not getting distracted by, oh, gee, look at that guy's wearing a nice tie. And you're kind of now all of a sudden the person's distracted, or, wow, that lady's wearing a nice dress, or I like how she's done her hair today. And people's brains start going off on other things. So if you just have words on a screen, usually on a nice, clean, white background, and so just like this, you'll see, you can dress it up a little bit, but I would suggest to start doing screen capture first before doing talking head. Then you can do a talking head video, and you can use the exact same script. It's going to be a different size and a different tone. You can title it a little bit differently and put that up there as well. Again, we want as many tickets in the lottery as possible. The next thing we want to do then is edit it for the web. So we want to make sure that it's in a web-friendly format, such as H.264. That's the encoding, and an MP4. As of right now, is the best video format. There's other video formats coming out, but don't worry about that. There's a lot of free file converter software out there. So, and I'll go into a little bit more detail with that. The other thing too, this is a little tricky, is titling the file with your keywords. So what that means is if you create a video, when you go to save it, just don't save it as ABC123, you want to save it as cremation costs, your town, your state or province, .mp4 or whatever the file extension is. I'll show you an example of that a little bit later. The next thing you're going to do is upload the video, and for that I'd like you to follow the worksheet that I've included. And you want to, first of all, upload it to YouTube first. Remember, they're the 800-pound gorilla. And after that's done, then you can add it to other video sharing websites. And then next is time to promote the video. So you don't want to create a video and it just sits there and no one sees it, no one plays it. And Google and YouTube are going to go, this is kind of crappy. No one's even looking at this thing. So what you want to do is you want to have 5 friends view the entire video, make sure they watch it right to the end, and then if possible, if they can rate it or even comment on it. And this is important because it's showing engagement, and Google's algorithm now likes engagement. They can track that stuff that's going on. So if people just land on a web page and they're on there for 5 seconds and they jump off, that web page isn't as doing as well as a page like YouTube where there's a video on there and they jump on there and then they're on there for 2 or 3 minutes. So that is multiple times more exposure, more engagement. So to then get the best of both is then you want to embed that in your website on a web page. So as one of the examples, cremation costs in Victoria, BC, the video is embedded in that page, and the video has a lot of high rank, but it helps that page rank high as well. Then you want to promote the video on Facebook and Twitter. This is going a little more advanced, but tagging it with social bookmarking sites like Delicious, and there's a whole bunch of other ones. And then you also, and this is something that I've just learned, is you want to link to the YouTube URL from other sites. So in the main YouTube description, you're going to have a link to your website, and you'll see that in a moment. But then at the bottom of that, you want to paste in the YouTube URL, because YouTube's got millions and millions of pages on their site. And so you have to almost think of that page where that video is on YouTube is like its own little website, and it's kind of got that huge inertia from being connected with YouTube. And just like a website getting links back to it, if that video page gets links back to it, it's going to help it rank higher. And Google is going to think, wow, you know, people must really like this video if they're linking to it. So scripting your online video. And I think this is where everyone gets hung up, is like, well, I don't know what to say. Well, that's why you took the program, and we're going to walk you through that. And there's a bunch of different types of scripts. So I've got these different script formats, and we'll go over them all in a little bit more detail. The first one is what I call the mini sales letter video. Next one would be the elevator pitch formula. The next one is problem, solution, action. The next one is a copywriter by the name of John Carlton, his three-step technique. And the infomercial formula. And really, it just comes down to use whichever format you feel most comfortable with, because taking action fast is going to be the most important thing to do. So let's look at these individually. The mini sales letter video. So the first part is just the introduction and the branding. So, hello, my name's Rob Heppel from yourfuneralchapel.com. Now you're going to tell them what's in it for them. So, and you've heard that saying, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So that's what's in this little formula. So then tell them the information, and then recap that with a conclusion. But just don't end there. Advise them. So you've kind of told them your part. Now you're going to advise them what to watch out for. And basically those are what I like to call the planting of the seeds. So the whole, you're going to hear me talk about the no hidden fee guarantee. And so that's just planting seeds. And so you could say here, but also too, just remember that when we provide you with a price quote, we have our no hidden fee guarantee. So that means that the price that we quote you over the phone is the price that you pay. And again, you're planting those seeds. Like, well, why would there be a no hidden fee guarantee? Maybe other people have hidden fees. Then you want to end with a call to action. So you want to tell them to maybe read a report or watch another video, or pick up the phone and dial your phone number. And then you want to, what they call, have a drag at the end, meaning you don't want to just say, thanks for watching the video. If you have any other questions, call 212-555-1212, and then click, it's over. Because what happens is all of a sudden all these related videos pop up, and then you've kind of lost them. So first of all, you want to have a better call to action, and you're going to have something specific saying, now the next thing that you need to do is to call us at this phone number. You can call us 24 hours a day, and we can answer some specific questions and maybe even give them some specifics. And then leave the video up for 10 or 15 seconds. So that they have time to write down that phone number and maybe take that action, because once that ends and all those related videos pop up, they're probably not going to go backwards. So the next one is the elevator pitch formula. So who am I? What do I offer? What problem do I solve? What are the main contributions I can make? And what should the listener do as a result of hearing this? And that's the basic elevator pitch formula. So maybe you've learned that at Toastmasters or just being around, but you can follow that. And you can do these on a variety of different subjects. So they just don't have to be general. You can be talking about cremation, you can be talking about funerals, you can be talking about celebration of life, you can be talking about caskets or merchandise, you can be talking about pre-need. So you could create all these different videos just following the same formulas and just answer these questions. So here we have the problem, solution, action formula. So what problem does your product or service solve? What benefit do you or does it provide? What is your offer? So do they get a free consultation, use of a free calculator, or download a free guide? What website or phone number should they visit or call? And again, remember, use your keywords in this. So as an example, you might say, well, we have an on-site crematorium at Heppel Funeral Home and Cremation Services. And what that does is it allows us to provide all the services in one convenient location so that you don't have to run around from the funeral home out to the cemetery or the crematorium and make all those arrangements. We can look after everything here. So what I would recommend that you do is download our free guide on the 10 questions you need to ask when arranging a cremation service. To get that, visit our website at heppelfuneralhomeandcremationservices.com/cremation. And that's it. So the next one here is the John Carlton 3-step technique. And I've used this quite a bit. And it's, some people get a little, at first it was kind of tough for me to use because it's a little edgy, but Carlton, he's a crusty so-and-so, and he said, the first thing he'll say is, well, don't sell from your heels, you know, don't kind of stammer away, and, you know, you got to lead people, you know, people are always wanting to be led, silently they want to be led, so... this language is a little bit stronger, but it's going to get you more results. And I've seen this happen. And you have to realize that it's not you saying it directly to their face. So, and, you know, at that time, sometimes people just need to be nudged just a little bit more firmly. So here's how it goes. The first one is, basically the formula is, here's what I got. Here's what I'll do for you. Here's what I want you to do now. So, and I've typed this out for you. Hi, this is Rob Heppel of Heppel Cremation Services, and we have a free online cremation cost calculator. The calculator will allow you to pick and choose what items you want for those services with no obligation and from the comfort of your own home. What I would like you to do now is go to www.yourfuneralchapel.com/costs so that you can see how much your cremation will cost. That's it. So, or you could tell them to, what I want you to do is pick up the phone and dial this phone number. And again, just from all of the marketing that I've learned and read and studied, they say to be very specific and explicit on what they need to do. So just don't say, call this phone number. Say, pick up the phone. So pick it up and dial this number. Again, we're getting a little more into some psychology here, but if you want to be successful, These are some of the little things that are going to help push you over into that having more success. So that's what I would suggest. And it takes a little while to get comfortable with this. And again, use your own judgment. But you'll kind of now see even some of the emails that I send out. I'll be very specific on what I'd like the reader to do next, and kind of lead them through telling them exactly what to do. And the last one is the infomercial formula. And it is the, they call it the psychological selling technique, which is ADA. So attention, interest, desire, action. So you want to A, grab the prospective customer's attention, generate interest in your message, create a desire for your product or service, and get him or her to take the intended action. And then the little note here about the squeeze page or the sales page is that when you, if you have this here and you want them just to fill out a form, this is what you want to kind of lead them through that. So you'd walk them through these steps, and then the last one would be, and now what I'd like you to do is fill out the form below and press submit. And that would be on the sales page or the squeeze page or the download page. So hopefully that gives you an overview of all of the different types of scripts that are available. And again, just choose the one that you're most comfortable with. Then I thought it would be helpful if I shared with you some suggested calls to action, because I think that's where everyone stumbles the most. Like, again, Carlton says we start selling from our heels and, if you ever need to, just give us a call, you know, and you don't want to do that. You want to be to give them something specific to do. And it doesn't always have to be phoning. So here are some other ones besides picking up the phone. So what I'd like you to do now is download our funeral arrangement checklist or download our meaningful service idea generator to create the most meaningful service for your loved one. Read what other families, like yours, have said about our services. Watch the next video in our series about planning a cremation service. So in that case, we're kind of leading them through a series of videos. Or maybe it's just one more video. Again, we're building rapport. And so the more they get to hear us, and if we're providing really good information, they're going to get to know us, like us, and trust us, and then choose us. So just so we don't get hung up too much on the technology, I wanted to share with you the different types of videos. Now, we did talk about talking heads, so that's when you see the person as this kind of questionable looking dude here. That would be a talking head video. The next one would be a presentation type video, so the Heath and Vaughn one, where those are just PowerPoint slides. Screen capture is pretty well the same as a presentation one, but this is where you could be giving them a demo of, so if you have an online cost calculator, you could actually give a live demonstration of that with your mouse moving around and clicking the different buttons and things like that. So that would be a screen capture video, but again, almost identical to a presentation video. The other two I just wanted to mention just so that you know that I'm aware of them. Prezi is a kind of a replacement for a PowerPoint, and things kind of spin around a little bit, and it was very interesting and entertaining, but we're not here to entertain. We're here to provide information. So I wouldn't recommend doing that in this case. If you wanted to do something that was a little more light or something like that, maybe you could use something like Prezi. But for this, I would never use it. I'm giving them specific information, helping them out. They're having a tough time, and you don't want to confuse them or try to entertain them. You want to provide them with good information and not waste their time. Don't want to make it confusing. Animation video, We've actually experimented with that with the Prey Shopper Secrets. We had the guy, you enter in the text and it gets animated and talks and it's kind of funny. Those are kind of more, again, for promotion and that. And I would never use it for the funeral home trying to win a call. So you're not building rapport when you're doing that. So again, it's there for other purposes. But the main ones would be talking head and the presentation slash screen capture. But I'd start with those ones first. Just a presentation one, just like you're seeing right now, should be your first video that you create. So then how to create a video? Well, first of all, with a talking head video, all that you need to do is hit record on your HD video camera. You can get these things now for $100 or a couple $100. You want to make sure that you use, it's better to have 16:9 ratio. That's kind of the long, low profile videos, you know, HD style looking widescreen. That's the 16:9 ratio. This video here isn't, this is what you're watching is a 4:3 video, but the Heath Vaughn video that I created was a 16:9. And you'd want to make sure that the video camera puts out H.264, which is the encoding, which is very web-friendly, and also, if possible, MP4 format or MOV format. For a presentation or screen capture, you'll need a PowerPoint, which either for PC or Mac, or Keynote for the Mac, Camtasia, which is the screen capture program. There's a PC version, which is pretty expensive. That's what I'm using right now. It's $300. The Mac version is $100. You can use ScreenFlow for the Mac, which is $100. Or you can use Jing Project Pro, and that's what I used to record the Heath and Vaughn one. I actually showed it in the demonstration, and it's by the same people that make Camtasia, but it's only $15 a year. It's my number one productivity tool, so everyone should have it anyway. But the only problem is you can't really edit too much with it. So if you're doing a short little video and you can work through your slides pretty good, when you see the scripts, they're not too long. And if you're just reading them out, read them out a couple times, then go for it. If you mess up, you know, hit delete to start again. So for a cheap way to start, that's maybe where you should start. And also too, many of you are already creating videos in-house. So with your video tributes, so you do have the knowledge and the technology to do that. You could just create the slides in PowerPoint, save each one of them as a JPEG, and then just record your audio into the computer, either in one of the programs that come with it, or Audacity, which is a free audio program, Audacity. Just search for Audacity, and you can use that. I use that for all of my audio recording, and but really, I think you should be. If you're going to start, just use Jing, pay the $15 a year. Life will be a lot easier, just how you can, from a productivity standpoint. But also, it's awesome for recording the videos. You can save them in MP4 format. You can also upload it right to your YouTube account, right out of the program. So just to recap, just to tell you what I've told you, we're going to plan those and script those 5 videos. We're going to then record those videos, preferably with screen capture. You're going to edit them for the web. You make sure that you've got that web-friendly format, and also with titling the file with your keywords. Upload that video. Follow the worksheet. That's going to be the next slide here. Upload it to YouTube first, and then promote the video. And the number one thing that you need to do is get 5 friends to view it quickly within the first hour. Get them to watch it, the entire video, and if they're so inclined, if they could rate it, obviously a high rating, a 5 would be good, or a like, and or comment on it. And then the other things too, like embedding it in the website, promoting it with Facebook and Twitter, tagging it with social bookmarking sites, and then make sure you use that link to the YouTube URL from other sites so that you can really boost up that page. So here's the worksheet, and you're going to be able to pretty well just work off the worksheet after you've got this big overview of what we've talked about today. Going through the worksheet, it's going to pretty well walk you through everything except for the script itself. So what I'll do is I'll just bring up the full worksheet here. So here's the worksheet, and the second page is the one that's kind of completed here. And so you can just see, so this is cremation costs for in Victoria, BC. Here's the destination URL here. That's where we want to send the beginning part of the description. You're not going to know the YouTube URL until after the video is posted. So your titles here, you'd want them to be anywhere from 30 to 60, 65 characters. If you, depending on how it works, if you can get the words in twice, I'll show you an example on the next slide about that. And you can just see how I've kind of spun these different words around a bit. For the description, you want to keep the description, if you're uploading it to other websites, to 200 characters or less. Again, using your keyword phrases. You always want to start with your URL right at the beginning. You want to make sure that it has http://www.yourwebsite.com. And then direct them, just don't put them to the homepage, direct them to where you're going to embed this video on your site. And you can actually go to the cremation costs page here for McCall's and see the example there. And here's just a small little example. Now, what I'd also recommend though for YouTube is that you just insert your entire script. So just paste your script in. They don't have the 200 character limit. I'm not sure what the limit is, but you can put a lot of words in there, longer, more words than what a 3-minute video would take. And then once you've saved the video, YouTube's going to give you the link to that page. You can come back, edit your description, and enter the YouTube URL at the bottom. Then you've got your tags. At least 6 tags here, and you want to make sure that they're kind of in line with what they could be. So there's a Memorial Society in Victoria, so that's why we included that in there. And but cremation costs, funeral, Victoria, memorial. And then these two here are used, and they're kind of just hooks, and you want to use these on all your videos. A couple unique words. So you always see, you know, funeral futures, one word in, or almost always in the tags of my videos, just because, you know, that's kind of how those related videos work. So if someone watches one of my videos and then the related videos come up, I want there to be a good chance of all the other ones or a lot of them are going to be my videos. So that's why I would use, you know, something that's kind of unique to you, but you need to use it all the time. Again, this is getting you know, somewhat advanced, but that's what you're here for. So here's an example of how to rename the file name here. McCall's cremation costs. You're probably adding then dash Victoria would even be better. Would probably even be better than McCall's. Here's just some notes here. MP4 format, H.264 encoding is the best. Here are some other ones that are okay. They've upped the limit to 15 minutes max, but 2 to 3 minutes is best. And here are the different video websites that you can use. If you want, you can use Traffic Geyser. That's what I use to just shoot them up to all of them. Or TubeMogul, which is a free program, and it does a few of them. And then here's some samples of the social bookmarking sites. Then just your quick little 5-point checklist here. Have your friends review it and comment on it. Promote it with Facebook and Twitter. Tag it with the social bookmarks. I'll link it, link to it from other sites if possible, and then get on to the next video. And then at the very top here, you've got your blank one. So you can use that, and I'll even include the Word document so you can edit that as well. So we're back, and so just now these ones are some really advanced things. So here, here in this example, you can see that I've updated the what that the title of the file name should be here. It doesn't have to be exactly like this, but again, using your keywords in that file name. Doubling your keywords, this is getting really a little tricky. You know, this is like, I think, 62 characters long. Cremation costs, Victoria, BC. What is the cost of cremations? So, you know, here I've used a singular form. I've used a plural form here where it's singular here and plural here. Didn't have enough words to put the city back in here. So this is doubling up, but this will help. But you just don't want to say cremation cost Victoria, BC, cremation cost Victoria, BC. That looks a little weird. So I've asked a question in there. A lot of people ask questions like how much or what is, so you could add that in there. I talked about in your description, making sure that you have the two URLs, the landing page URL and the YouTube page URL, not to your channel, but to the actual page of the video. Tagging, if you don't know what tags to use, do a search of what you'd want to rank for and look at the top three videos, copy all of their tags, make sure there's no duplicates, and add them all in. And this is real tricky. I've done this a couple times, but you can now go to annotations in your YouTube video, and you can add like these little bubbles. And Google can read those words. So you could have a little bubble saying how much does a cremation cost and what is the price of cremation. So here, even though I said, you know, not as many people search for price, still people do search, you know, some people do. So having those in there also helps too, because Google doesn't want you just be going cremation cost, cremation cost, cremation cost, cremation cost. You know, what is the price of cremation? Google knows that that means almost the same thing, and they want you to sound more human than just a robot trying to game the system. So using annotations, this, you know, is getting more and more advanced here. So here are some funeral director strategies. So this is when you're going to be in charge of promoting the videos, and you've got the videos up, so this is what you can do or your staff can do. So this is super advanced. In the PS here, if you use, you've got an email pricing inquiry, and we're going to go more into that section. You can just say, watch this video on YouTube about cremation costs explained, or cremation costs made simple, or understanding cremation costs in Victoria with the link. And so you've sent the email back, and then you have a PS. Lots of people read the PS, and you have this thing where, hey, here's something that is in a non-threatening environment. They can just go and watch it. And again, now you've gone from not having any rapport building at all. Now, obviously, you're including your picture, like what we talked about, leading up to the program, in your signature, a nice smiling picture. And then also, if you listen to Robert Cialdini, you know, he had some suggestions there as well, above and beyond that, in the interview that I shared. And you go from just shooting a little email that's just text into them listening to a 2 or 3 minute video with your voice. So that's kind of a advantage to you and unfair advantage in your competitor's eyes. On the phone, and I've been here a lot of times, you know, they're slipping away. You're you know, because you're more expensive than your competitors, and you have this last-ditch effort, and you just say, oh, by the way, now, do you have internet access? And, you know, like 80% of the population, unless they're lying, is going to say yes. So they'll say, well, yeah. Okay, well, then just go to Google or go to YouTube. Now you have to know which one to send them to. And you know what? Just search for Victoria, BC cremation costs. And just leave it at that. Don't try to explain it or anything else, because it's, you know, you're kind of losing them anyway. But curiosity is going to kill them. They're going to go check that out, because again, it's in a non-threatening environment, and you just go from getting your phone conversation cut off to now getting 5 minutes more or 3 minutes more with them in an environment where they could actually have other people listen to it as well. So when you feel them slipping off the phone, here's something that you can shoot over to them. Now, this next one takes a bit of effort, and I wouldn't suggest this right away, but I know that some of you are keeners, and you're going to be planning this out, so this is awesome. What you could do is actually come up with a series of four videos, say, and so you and the first thing that they're going to want to know is what are the costs, so you can kind of maybe let them know a range of costs or whatever, or send them, you know, have the video that talks about sending them to the cost calculator, or how you explain your costs, or referring to your price list, although I don't recommend that. But that would be number one. And then, but then at the end of the title, you just say part one of four. Again, curiosity is going to go, oh, well, there's like more to this series. And then at the end of your video, you would say, you'll watch the next video here, and, you know, direct them to the page or whatever, almost like that page that I created for McCall's on pre-planning has the three videos in a row. But you can even do, you know, this could be done on YouTube as well. And people know that there's another one coming. So you're going to go from getting 3 minutes worth of exposure to 12 minutes worth of exposure if you're going to send them through a path of four videos at 3 minutes each. Plus, you're helping them out at the end of that. You've now built a whole bunch of rapport with them. And I'll just share with you, you know, the next one could be cremation and memorial service options, part two of four. The next one could be then planning a meaningful cremation service, part three of four. So we're taking to the service options then to how to make that more meaningful. And then, you know, maybe how to save on cremation urns and cremation jewelry or something like that, or understanding cremation products and that. And, you know, that could be kind of the last one. You know, maybe you throw up a coupon on there or something, or something to entice them, or they can, you know, just give them a code that they can say that they watch your videos and you'll, you know, offer them something. But, you know, here, you know, if you look at what your competition's doing, they've just maybe emailed back, you know, a PDF of the price list. And you've emailed them back the prices, but also you've just sent them to the one video, and they go, okay, well, you know, we're checking out funeral costs, and they get here, and then, now, have you ever been on YouTube and watched only one video? It's not too often. Usually you watch one video, then you watch the next, and you watch another one, and there's some other ones on the right-hand side, right? Yeah, so... this is, you're doing the same thing, and you're leading them along a little bit of the path. You're educating them, and you're building a rapport with them. So those are some advanced strategies for you to implement after you've got your first few videos up there. I don't want you to be working on all four before you get your first one up. I should have hid this, and only, you know, after you've showed me that your first one was up, then I could tell you about this one, little one here. But you can always go back and change your cost one and change this once you have the other three done. But I want you to get your cost one up first. And because I want you to get this done quick, this is what I've done for you. I've got some PowerPoint slides all ready for you for funeral costs made simple, cremation costs made simple. and also four video scripts, funeral cost calculator demo, Carlton three-step cost calculator, kind of like what I showed you there in the slides, and then the scripts for the two up here. And let me just show those to you quickly. So here is the funeral cost calculator demo. And you'll just have to edit this a little bit. This one is kind of more specific in prices and things like that. And this is if you have a tool that kind of walks them through a bit of a pricing procedure. Again, when you're sending people to a page, don't send them to the homepage. You know, if you're sending them to the tool, send them directly to the tool. So there's one script there. Funeral costs made simple. Cremation costs made simple, almost identical, but you can use that. And then here's the three-step one. Here's what I got. Here's what I'll do for you. Here's what I want you to do now. And the videos here. Add your own theme in. You can see even just hovering over it kind of changes it up for you. But best is black on white, you know, maybe just having a very simple logo somewhere. But again, these aren't branding videos. These are educational videos. So, and it just kind of walks them through. This is the video that I created for Heath and Vaughn. So this is the slides that I used. Just took off their branding, and the funeral one again is identical to this. If you have any problems with this, let me know. Maybe we can help you out there. But just want you to be able to get a video up online as fast as possible. So thanks for watching this video, and I'd really like to know what your biggest takeaway or aha moment was from the video. And just please share them in the comment section below. I think a lot of us can learn from each other, because you know, different people are in different situations, and I think by sharing that would be great. And for those that do, if you share your comments in there and you get your video created, I'll even help you do that. I'll help you get it uploaded if you can do it in the next couple days, or say even in the next week. Put a link in the if you can upload it to YouTube, put a link in the comments area, and I'll promote that from my blog, from Facebook and Twitter. So I've got a few thousand readers of the blog. I've got over 2,500 people on Facebook, plus 1,000 people on the Funeral Guru's Facebook fan page, and over 1,000 Twitter followers. So obviously there's lots of overlap there, but I'll help promote too. So there's something, a little bit of an incentive for you to get your video done this week, and I'll help you do it. So let us know what you think about this part. This is different than Mike's training. It's going to be more demonstration style, and show you kind of more of the technology side, and we're going into these four different areas. So I think it's going to be really exciting, interesting, and you're going to get lots of results from following this stuff. So again, thanks a lot for being members of Price Shopper Secrets, and we'll talk to you soon.